This morning, almost 15,000 pounds of frozen halibut will take off from U.S. Coast Guard Base Kodiak on a C-130 airplane. It's heading to Nome and Kotzebue as part of a donation through SeaShare. The Seattle-based nonprofit has been organizing the operation locally for 5 years. They do similar projects nationwide, helping connect the fishing industry with good causes in need of seafood. SeaShare Executive Director Jim Harmon says the organization puts bycatch to good use.
Pollock's the biggest fishery in the United States by far. And when you're hauling in 100-ton cod end of pollock, you might have a salmon in there or halibut. And nobody likes that, but we exist to try to do the best thing with a bad outcome, which is halibut and salmon bycatch.
Ocean Beauty Seafoods is one of the local Kodiak processors donating bycatch. Plant manager James Turner says it's part of giving back to the community.
It's just the right thing to do. You know, you don't want to just throw that stuff away. This helps the communities of Alaska, Washington, and Oregon, especially the outer-lying areas of Alaska.
There are a lot of possible reasons that people could use donations. Harmon says stores of fish decrease in winter as people eat up the summer's subsistence haul, and with the melting sea ice, hunting for animals like walrus becomes more difficult. Local partners in each location help SeaShare distribute the fish in their regions. Harmon says in Nome, the Coast Guard will deliver the halibut to Kawerik Corporation and Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation. The groups will store the fish until they can ship or fly them out to different areas. He says in Kotzebue, representatives from the Manilik Association will do the same. If it all goes according to plan, the whole operation should wrap up by the end of the day.